CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. At least 11 people were killed and dozens injured Saturday night in Vancouver after a car rammed a Filipino Heritage Day festival. Police say they have a suspect in custody. Here's CBS's Anna Schachter.
Police on Sunday night did release the suspect's name, Kai G. Adam Lowe, age 30, and they charged him with 8 counts of second-degree murder. He did appear in court in Vancouver already on Sunday. Police say they expect more charges to be filed.
Canadian authorities say there are no indicators of an ideological motivation behind the attack. One vendor at the festival witnessed the shocking moments.
It looked like a bowling ball hitting bowling pins and the pins just flying out. Seeing bodies just flying in the air was incredibly shocking.
Dr. Francis Collins, the former director of the National Institutes of Health, tells 60 Minutes he fears aggressively downsizing the NIH could impact the health of Americans for generations. 60 Minutes correspondent Sharon Alfonsi has more.
Earlier this month, a Trump administration plan to cut the National Institutes of Health budget by more than 40% was leaked to the press. The preliminary budget sent shockwaves through the nation's health agency, but also the wider scientific community that relies on the NIH to fund research. Since January, 1,300 NIH employees have been fired and more than $2 billion in research grants canceled.
A new study from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center found a breakthrough cancer therapy that's highly effective. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook says the results are remarkable.
Cancer cells are very tricky, and they have a way of sort of hiding from the immune system, putting a cloak of invisibility on them. And this therapy essentially strips the cancer of the cloak of invisibility and allows the immune system to go to work and try to attack the cancer.
A big night in baseball for one player.
Arizona Diamondbacks third baseman Eugenio Suarez recorded the first four-homer game of this season and the 19th in Major League Baseball history.
Suarez! Fly ball! There's four!
That from Diamondbacks MLB TV. He is just the third player to ever record a four-homer game and have his team lose in the process. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The horror film Sinners tops the box office for a second week in a row, raking in another $45 million. The 20th anniversary re-release of Revenge of the Sith landed in second place, followed by the account.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
NASA has been without a permanent administrator since the Trump administration took office, but that could change on Wednesday.
Nominee Jared Isaacman's first hearing included his pledge to stay NASA's current course while targeting Mars, too.
We don't have to make a binary decision of moon versus Mars, or moon has to come first versus Mars. I think we could be paralleling these efforts.
A second hearing could send his nomination to the full Senate, but members from both sides have questions about drastic budget cuts for space science, the firing of key NASA personnel. Another question, possible conflicts of interest involving Elon Musk and SpaceX, while Musk works for the government and is the beneficiary of billions of dollars in NASA and defense contracts. Isaacman has flown to space twice on SpaceX flights that he financed. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Gen X is thinking about retirement, but a Harris poll found only 43% can afford it. They found the 90s dot-com bust, the 2008 recession, and COVID took its toll. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear tonight, mid-40s, mostly sunny and breezy on Monday, highs near 67, south winds up to 30 miles per hour. Winds gust to 35 Monday night with some showers and thunderstorms. Showers and storms to start your Tuesday, then partly sunny, 57. Right now, it's 49.
getting easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter. Ooh, tell things are gonna get easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Texas late night or early morning. But whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens. WRJN.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Wee-haw! Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. If she's gone to stay, ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Painted pony on the spinning wheel spinning wheel fly.
Jackson starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Yeah!
your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Dr. Francis Collins, the former director of the National Institutes of Health, tells 60 Minutes he fears that aggressive downsizing of the agency could impact Americans' health for generations. Right now, numbers of stroke are down, but that could change. 60 Minutes correspondent Sharon Alfonsi has more.
The confusion in Bethesda has also paralyzed many of the 2,500 universities and institutes that rely on the NIH to help fund their research. So far, nearly 800 grants have been terminated, some on HIV and AIDS, trans health, and COVID-19, after researchers were told their work was no longer an agency priority.
It's the 50th anniversary of the Gift of Life Donor Dash, where hundreds of families in Philadelphia run and walk to celebrate the city's Gift of Life program. KYW Radio's Shanna Day Howard was at the Philadelphia Navy Yard talking to organ donors and recipients.
Stephen Soltis and his wife, Dell, attend the Donor Dash every year, since Stephen received not one but two organ donations, a liver and a pancreas.
I know I can never repay the gift I've been given, but I'm trying to at least honor it.
Whether it's a 10K